92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The girl on the phone for a second date update today met the guy that she wants to call in a place where I've never even seen people talk.
What?
I've never seen anybody utter a word to each other in this place.
What is it?
So I don't know how they actually met. No, not a library, because people still whisper and things like that at a library.
And Jubal's been inside a library.
True.
Oh, no. They have free internet access there.
Oh.
So I've been at a library. Trust me. Making all kinds of noise. But I have never seen anybody ever speak to each other, even when I'm with somebody, on the shuttle to the airport.
Everybody just sits.
Oh, you're the one then, because I've never seen it. Everybody's kind of sitting there angry, like, I just need to get to my terminal.
Yes.
Why is this driver driving like that? What's the deal? Why do I have to tip him? Anyway, this is stupid. I don't have cash. And everybody's upset, but she actually struck up a conversation, I guess, on an airport shuttle. What's up, Stephanie?
Hi. What's going on?
Not much. How did you meet a dude on the shuttle onto the airport?
You know, I'm just as surprised as all of you are. I was on my way from my car, those little park and ride buses, and this guy gets on at the next stop after me, and he's all like, oh, like, I almost didn't make that one. Like, he's obviously wanting to be conversational.
He wants attention as soon as he gets on. I saw somebody do that the other day.
Or he's just friendly, you guys. Like, he can just be a friendly person who, I don't know, likes life.
I don't think so. He wants attention. So he got on and was talking to everybody or just talking to you?
Well, it was just like me and him, and the driver. Like, I'm not just going to ignore him. So we start talking, and then it turns kind of flirty. I can tell that he's and I don't know, the conversation definitely shifted from him worrying about his flight to, a more flirty type of thing.
And were you instantly attracted to him when he walked onto the shuttle bus?
As soon as I kind of turned around, because I heard him talk initially, and I was like, here we go. Like, I wasn't even going to pay him any attention. And then when I kind of turned around, I was like,
I'll talk to you.
You're like, great. Yeah. The annoying dude just got on the shuttle. Oh, wow. The annoying dude's kind of attractive. Come over here. Sit next to mama.
Yeah. You can sit right here on my lap.
That's not a very long ride, though, to get from I almost missed my shuttle to, hey, do you want to go out on a date?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so this is what happened. So we're flirting, we're talking, and it was really cute. He was just like, I really want to take you out, but I won't be back for a few weeks, so let's go on a date right now.
Dang, this guy gets down to business.
I was like, wait, what? Now? I don't understand. So he proceeds to open up his briefcase. Inside, he's got these bags of airplane peanuts, those little mini bottles of liquor. And he opens up his phone and looks for love song station. I'm just the entire time dying inside. And
so meant right now as in on the shuttle bus, not when we get to the airport, let's find a bar that we can go to together.
No, as we're driving, he starts setting up shop in his lab. And I'm like, oh my gosh, of course. Normally, I'm so busy. I never have time to date. And now I'm going to go on a date and it's on a shuttle bus. It's ridiculous.
I like it though.
Yeah. Did you like it or was it weird? Because I personally, I'd be like, this guy might be an alcoholic. He's got airplane shots on him. And it's the only thing that he eats. Little bags of peanuts from the airport.
I mean, honestly, when he first started taking out, I thought I was going to, die of embarrassment. And then I was kind of just like, you know what? That's kind of sweet. Let's just date right now. And I've got everything we need. Let's go. I was okay.
Did it feel planned? Maybe he's done this before. He comes prepared with all these items when he gets on any shuttle bus?
I mean, he seems he travels a lot. So, it seemed he just, I have leftover peanuts. It very well could have just been stuff he had left over. I mean, if he would have pulled out, a tablecloth and a candle, I would have been
like, wait a minute. Sketchy. Why do you have silverware? They're not going to let you through security with that.
And what kind of magician are you? How did you fit all that into your bag?
So how long did your date last then on the shuttle?
It was pretty short-lived, but it was really cute, and we had a good time. We were just laughing. A lot of it was just us laughing. So we finally get to my terminal, and I have to get off, and I'm like, oh no, the most strange but awesome day in America is ending. So we exchanged phone numbers because he said he was gonna be gone for a few weeks, and I also was here's my email if you want to email me while you're on your trip.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm really looking forward to seeing you when I get back. It's kind of I don't know, like, it just seemed like the stuff you see in a movie. I was like, this is not happening. I'm, like, all for it. I'm, like, ready to go.
So you really thought when he was going to get back, he'd give you a call?
Yeah. So I have his phone number, so I called him. I left him a voicemail, just, you know, like, hey, checking in. I had a great time, all that. But never heard back from that. And I also sent him an email to kind of check in because I didn't hear back from the phone call. But nothing. It's just I haven't heard from him, and I've heard you guys do these things before, and I was, you know, hoping that maybe we can get to the bottom of this. Yeah.
Do you think that he's just not back from his trip yet?
I mean, it's been a little over 2 weeks now, so he should have already come back according to, like, the conversation we had on our shuttle bus date. Hmm. But if anything, he could have just emailed me back at least to kind of, you know, something.
Yeah.
Something, guy.
I mean, if he was into you, he would have at least been like, oh, man, I'm still busy, but as soon as I get back from my trip, you and I will go out on another shuttle bus. Maybe even a city bus next time.
Don't get wild.
All types of public transit dates in the future.
Can you say that one more time? Sorry, I couldn't hear your phone.
All kinds of public transit dates seem to be in my future. After
yeah.
You can go to train.
I don't know how he wouldn't be into you if he did that cute little thing. Like, that's he didn't have to do any of it, you know?
Yeah.
He's the one that initiated all of this.
I mean, yeah, and, you know, even if his trip ran longer or something like that, I mean, I think I would have just expected something, you know, but maybe maybe I'm jumping the gun.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure.
Well, let's find out. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
No problem. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Stephanie is on the phone, and her first date with a dude included everything. Romantic music, exotic nuts, smooth alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah.
And did it end with a kiss? No. Unfortunately, it didn't end with a kiss. It ended with some guy going, "We're at the Delta terminal. If you're getting off a Delta flight, get off here. United terminal is next." And then the two parted ways. That's because Stephanie met the dude that she wants to call today on an airport shuttle. She was going from, like, her car to the airport, and some guy got on and then sat next to her, and they had a shuttle date.
Yeah,
which is the weirdest date we've ever heard of, but she liked it a lot because she thought it was funny and original. He sat next to her, pulled out, like, airplane shots of alcohol, opened up his phone, and put on an app that had romantic music, and they shared some airport nuts on the way to the terminal, and then the date was over.
Aww.
He said he was going out of town for a few weeks and that he would call her when he was back, but he hasn't called, so we're going to get him on the phone and find out why he's not calling her back.
And if you did jump the gun on this and he was like, "Well, I was actually going to call her later this afternoon," are you going to be embarrassed?
I mean, at least I'll get an answer. Maybe a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right. You might be able to save it, though, and be like, "All right, well, let's talk now," and then go out, you know?
And have another date right when we're on the phone, because that's what you guys do, right?
Yeah, just the impromptu dates will continue forward.
Yeah. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can get him, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Jamie.
Yeah, this is Jamie. What's up?
Jamie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Wait, what?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. And I'm calling you today because we actually had a listener email us to see if we can get in contact with you. Her name is Stephanie.
I don't know a Stephanie, so you're going to have to help me out here.
I think you probably do know a Stephanie. You met her while taking the shuttle to the airport.
I met her on the airport shuttle?
Yeah.
Wait, you seriously don't remember right now?
Still?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, you're really going to have to refresh my memory here.
What do you mean I'm going to have to?
Forget that.
How would I have to refresh your memory if you met somebody on an airport shuttle? I've never met one person on an airport shuttle.
Yeah, you could say I've met a few people on airport shuttles.
What?
So, like I said, you're going to have to help me out here, dude.
You know, the girl that you pulled out the nuts and the alcohol for, you played the romantic music on your phone. You said you'd call her.
So, why are you laughing? What's so funny?
You guys got to tell me what she looks like, seriously.
I don't know. I've never seen a picture of her. She just sent us an email and asked us to call you.
We'd figured that description was probably going to be good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else specific you can give me here? Because if you don't know what she looks like and I don't know what she looks like, we're going nowhere.
I'll tell you what we know. We know that you met her on the airport shuttle. She was sitting there when you got on. You sat down and flirted with her and had a real quick shuttle date. And she said that you told her you were going to be gone for a few weeks on business, but you'd get in touch with her when you get back. She said she'd called you and emailed you, but has heard nothing.
Wait, you said she emailed me?
Yeah.
Yes. That's all we know.
Oh, the email girl?
Wait, how yeah, is she the email girl?
How is she not the shuttle girl and the email girl?
Well, she was email girl on the shuttle, but wait, she called a radio station to get a hold of me.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
That's hilarious. I mean, it's great. I'm not complaining, but like, wow, I can't believe she did that.
What?
Okay, so you're excited so that she weird. Did this, but you don't remember her.
Well, like I said, I remember who she is now, just from the emails, but I can't believe it worked.
Hey, wait, if you're excited that she contacted us to talk to you, why didn't you email her back?
I'm more curious why you said I can't believe it worked.
Yeah, what worked?
It's amazing that it worked to the point where she would go this far with it.
Whoa. So wait, was the whole thing like a shtick that you used to lots of ladies on the shuttle bus?
Well, that day it was, yeah.
That day it was.
Yeah, here's the deal. I mean, I'm not like one that likes to brag about himself, but I don't do too badly when it comes to like meeting ladies and picking up girls and whatever.
Okay.
So I decided, why not be a little entrepreneurial about it and write a book about being able to pick up women quickly in unusual places?
It was like research for your book?
Well, I can't write a book about being able to pick up women in weird places if I don't actually try to pick up women in these places. So I have to have test subjects, so to speak.
Okay, so you were on the shuttle that day.
Yeah, trying to see how many numbers I can get.
I don't know how I feel about all this.
Whoa.
And did it, I mean, other than this, did it work well?
Yeah, actually, strikingly, it worked quite a few times. My batting average wasn't bad that day.
Hey, wait, though. I get that was your point, but were you actually interested in Stephanie?
I mean, there was nothing wrong with her, per se. I mean, she's nice.
So that's a no.
Well, I mean, I didn't call her back, but I'm still pretty excited that the whole thing worked as well as it did. I mean, she went so far as the email or radio station, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. Don't you feel like it's a little messed up, though?
I mean, I'm not sleeping with them. I'm not, like, you know, taking their money. I'm just giving them time.
Yeah, but you're still leading them on, and it's all a lie.
No, calling her back would have been leading her on. Plus, the information that I'm getting from what I'm doing is going to help so many other dudes out, especially since it worked. So if I can hold up for a second, what's your name again? On the phone?
Jubal, Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Okay. Can I have permission from you to put this whole deal in my book? Because this is pretty awesome.
Oh!
The second date update? The fact that she would call a radio station?
Just the whole thing is beautiful.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. I don't care. Sure.
Sweet.
If I give you permission to do that, can I have your permission to put her on the phone with you right now? Because she's actually listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Oh, the twist.
Surprise!
Stephanie?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
What's wrong with you?
Nothing?
No, but like at a fundamental level, like what's wrong with you?
You didn't think something was that wrong with me, like, I guess, yeah, whenever, a couple weeks ago.
I mean, that's when I, you know, didn't have any clue. They were trolling the airport to write a ridiculous book that's going to help no one. Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, actually, I think I just established that it's going to help guys, you know. And, you
it's going to help guys pick up women that you'll never speak to again? I'm confused on how this book's going to work.
Well, no, the idea for the other guys that are picking up the women is so that they do speak to them again. So, if anything, you're helping those guys out too. If you
hey!
So it's a positive thing, Stephanie, that his whole date was just a sham.
There's nothing positive about any of this.
Are you pissed?
It's like a combination of like rage and like speechlessness. So I'm having like a real bad struggle. Like,
not jumping through the phone and tearing out your eyes.
So that's a yes.
And, like, also looking for the right words to say.
Look, I'm sorry that you're offended, but you do have to understand that you were part of a much bigger project, and you were a positive part of it, so that's good. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't have interacted with you in a way that was fun if I wasn't actually enjoying our conversation, so we can, you know, you can look at it that way.
I just, you know, I honestly just can't believe that I bought the whole thing. It seemed so sincere and impromptu, but you had been running this game up and down the airport all day.
Well, if it makes you feel, I mean, you were probably the nicest person that I talked to.
Hey. Oh, that's
you don't
that's
remember
sweet.
That. You're such a liar. You didn't even remember who she was when we called you.
Well, I remember now when she said email.
Yeah, of course you do.
And Stephanie, I mean, I would look at it this way, Stephanie. You already said that you had a great time, and those are kind of things that you can't give back. And, you know, even though I didn't call you back, it doesn't mean that we didn't enjoy a moment together, at least that little shuttle ride that we had, you know?
Dude, he is.
You are good.
He's good, man.
Dude,
yeah.
I want to hate him.
You got to understand how she feels used and stupid, though.
Well, I mean, feelings weren't really my intention, and my intention wasn't to hurt anybody. My intention was to write a book, and, you know, sometimes you get collateral damage with this kind of subject matter.
You hear that, Stephanie? You just took some shrapnel. That's all. No big deal.
Right in the neck.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jamie, I have to ask this question no matter what. Jamie, would you like to go out on an actual date?
No, do not ask Jamie about another date. Don't.
Are you, so you're...
Not necessary to do that at all.
Oh, man.
Come on, Stephanie, you gotta admit, like, after this whole radio deal, it's the whole thing's kind of funny. What? So, like, you know... Maybe we could just, like, have a drink and laugh about it. You know what I mean? I kind of owe you.
Maybe you can have a drink by yourself, Jamie, while you laugh over writing this book.
Oh!
Yeah, I don't think you won her over.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's, now that I'm talking to you and I kind of get a better gauge in your personality or whatever, but I can always go back and ride the shuttle, I guess.
Yeah, back to the shuttle to meet some more ladies.
The shuttle
Casanova.
Hey, Stephanie, I'm sorry you did not get a second date.
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably better that way at this point.
You have a cool story to tell, though.
You know you're going to be buying that book just to see what he actually said about you.
What do you mean, buy this book? He's going to give me a free copy. Yeah.
You at least owe her that, Jamie.
Yeah.
I think I can make that happen. I know the writer.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
I think we talked to the new best-selling author in America.
Really?
And we don't know it exactly yet because the book hasn't been released. But a text in at 78592 says, I'm a woman. And I think the airport shuttle second date update guy is awesome. I think he's a genius and he's going
to
sell a ton of books. Somebody else had texted in at 78592. What's his book called? I need to get it. It's a page turner. If you missed today's second date update, Stephanie wanted to call a dude named Jamie. They actually met in the airport shuttle. Mm-hmm. She got on. He was on the shuttle. They talked for a second. And then he was like, let's have a date right now. I'm a pretty busy guy. And he pulled out like airplane shots and peanuts. And they talked for a little bit. And then they got off the shuttle. And that was it. He said he would call her, but he never called her. And the reason why, he was just doing research that he's doing for a book he's writing about how to meet women in unexpected places.
Wow.
And apparently his date ideas are really good because every woman texting in at 78592 says they love that.
Yeah,
if that would happen.
That's crazy. Are you kidding me?
Can't wait for his book to come out.
Me too.
Remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Move at 92.5.